Hello, beautiful humans, and welcome back to the Society Says podcast, where we talk about pressure in society and what we can do to spread awareness and build each other up to live our own unique lives. If you want to be a part of this movement, then grab some snacks, maybe a drink, and keep listening, because on this podcast, we have some very real discussions. Welcome back to another episode of Society Says. I just have to say, if you have watched all my episodes leading up to this, which is really only two episodes, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for tuning in each week and listening to what I have to say. I really appreciate that. You know, I went on my dashboard to see how many people have listened to my podcast, and I have a grand total of 4 views. Heck yeah! You know, at least there is, all I want is at least one person to be listening, and hopefully it's helping them and inspiring them in some way to just live their life, because that's what Society Says is here for. It's here to help encourage you guys to live your own life for who you really are and to not be ashamed of it and to just rock all that confidence that you have. Speaking of being who we are, I really want to talk about individuality. The reason I want to kick this off is because on Friday, I launched Paper Bag Heads, which is a concept video that I did with some really talented dancers. And the whole idea of it, if you weren't able to watch it or you did watch it and you weren't quite sure why they were wearing paper bags on their heads, here is the explanation. The reason they had paper bags on their head is because the paper bag represents them fitting the mold that society wants us to fit, that impossible mold that we are supposed to find ourselves in, I guess. And when they put the bag on, they're walking that path that everybody else is walking. They're hiding who they really are. And as you go through the video, you see some of the dancers, they are trying to take that bag off, but then they slip it back on. And there are moments like that because it shows that fight. It shows that they want to live their own life, but they're afraid. Or maybe they are ashamed of who they are because society makes them feel that way. And it even plays into the choreography too. Sometimes they are doing the same choreography all together, and that shows them being in line with society. And sometimes one of them breaks off, or two of them break off and do something different, and that kind of symbolizes them trying to live their own life. So I definitely put a lot of thought into this when I was creating this concept and when I was teaching them and when we actually followed through with filming it. I was thinking about this the whole time and how I was thinking of all the ways that I could help make this message get across so that people that watch it can understand it. So I actually started a little channel on my Instagram TV called Individuality. And it's because during this project, I realized that so many people do not accept themselves. They don't accept who they are, their uniqueness, what makes them different from the rest of the people that are around them in the world. And it makes me so sad because it's good to be different. It is such an amazing thing that we all hold different traits. We all have different characteristics about us. We have different likes and dislikes, and our brains work differently. Creative people, we think differently. We come up with these weird concepts that other people haven't thought of. And intelligent people, I mean, the things that you can do with all that intelligence, whether you are a math whiz and you can become an amazing doctor and save many lives, or if you're good at debating and you can become an amazing lawyer, whatever it is, whatever those qualities are that you hold, those are things that you should be proud of. You should hold yourself up and appreciate the things that make up who you are. Because I don't know about you guys, but to me, it is so cool to me that every single person on this planet is different. We are all different. We look different. We act different. We smell different. We talk different. It is so crazy to me how different we are. And I think we should celebrate that. So I want to emphasize individuality on this episode today so that hopefully you guys can be inspired to start looking at your traits that you hold and start to appreciate them. And if it's a trait that you get bullied for or teased about, try to look at it in a different angle. Maybe the reason you get bullied or teased for it, it could possibly be because maybe someone's jealous that you have that trait. Or maybe it is something that people just think is funny and it's easy to tease. But who cares? Because it makes you different. I'm going to give you guys an example. So I'm just going to say it. We're talking about hair on our bodies today. I think that the idea of hair on our bodies and it being gross is so wrong. I don't know how that ever started. I don't know when that started. I haven't ever looked this up. I haven't really researched this at all. But all I know is that in today's society, for women, we are not allowed to have hair on our bodies without it being a gross thing. Something that instantly makes people think that we don't take care of ourselves. Now, I bring this up because growing up, I was a very hairy child. I don't know who, I don't know whose gene I got this from in my family, but me and one of my brothers, we are so hairy, and it was frustrating growing up. I felt ashamed. I felt gross because that's how people made me feel. When I started dancing, I always wore leggings and sweats to dance. Even if I was burning hot, I hated wearing shorts because, I don't know. I mean, being a teenager, it was a cross of not having time to shave every single day, but it was also just, I was growing up, I was going through puberty, shaving was kind of like a new thing, you know. I started using Nair hair removal when I was in elementary, guys. That's how hairy I was. I was like a gorilla, I swear. I had hair all over my legs and hairy arms, and I had a unibrow at one point, guys. I had a unibrow. And so I started using Nair hair removal when I was a kid. And so that was like my introduction to shaving. And then when I reached middle school, I started to use a razor, and I was just bad at it. I cut myself all the time. I was so horrible at it, so I didn't do it very often. And that's when I started wearing just long pants. I was like, okay, well, I'll just never show my legs. And so I started becoming like the whitest person on the planet because I never saw the sun. And don't even get me started on that topic. That's a whole other thing that's apparently not accepted in the society, is being so white that you're like translucent. I'm just going to tell you guys now that it is so much better to get to a point where you just accept who you are, because it doesn't matter how white you are, how hairy you are, however, whatever that trait is that you get teased about, it doesn't matter, because when you get to a point where you truly accept who you are and you love the traits about yourself, it makes life so much better. I now, I laugh when people make jokes about how white I am, because it doesn't affect me as much anymore because I'm okay with how white my skin is. Same with the hair jokes. People know that growing up I was super hairy, and sometimes my family will still tease me about it, or my friends growing up. And it's fine. I laugh because I make jokes too, you know? And it's because over time I started to accept it. Anyway, going back. Middle school, I learned how to use a razor, but I was horrible at it, so I didn't do it very often. And then high school, I honestly just got busy, guys. That's probably my biggest excuse why I didn't shave all the time. I didn't shave every time I showered because I just wanted to get in and out of the shower. I worked three jobs and I danced at my studio every single day, and I was going to college, my last 2 years of high school. There was just so much going on. And that was honestly it. Like, shaving was just like the bottom of my priority list, but it still bothered me. Like, I hated when we had like recitals or shows coming up, because I knew that I had to stay on top of shaving my legs, because when we were trying on costumes, I didn't want that to be one of those days that I didn't shave and then everyone would see how hairy my legs are. And the fact of the matter is, I think most of the girls that I danced with didn't even notice / didn't even care. Once I graduated high school, I started to shave a lot more often. I got on top of it. And now for the past couple years, I honestly have just gotten into a routine where I never see hair on my legs anymore. But I bring this up because I went through such a hard patch where I was so embarrassed by it. And I literally altered my wardrobe based off of, I just didn't want people to see my hairy legs because I was so embarrassed that my hair grows back. Literally, guys, I get like a 5 o'clock shadow on my whole entire body. That is why this was a problem. That's why I probably should have said this in the beginning. That is why I would fall behind on shaving, because I would shave in the morning and by the end of the day, I would have hair back on my legs. It was crazy. And within like, I would say 2 days, I had full-on hair on my legs, like almost like a man's leg. It was crazy. It's insane how fast my hair grows. And so I just didn't have time. I was like, this is ridiculous how fast this grows. But now I've gotten on top of it. But I had such a hard time going through high school and middle school and elementary. I was worried about this. I finally got to a point where I just accepted who I was and the traits that I have, the things that make me me. And hair is one of them. For some reason, I was born with a gene where I am just a hairy person. And you know what? It makes me me. And that's okay. Same with being white. My skin tone, I am so white. So white. And it's very noticeable, especially when I wear a two-piece. It's very noticeable. I'm like shining in the sun and like blinding people with my whiteness. But you know what? I don't care anymore because it's who I am. And something that actually helped with that was when I went and taught in Thailand, because they love pale skin. And all of my kids and like my co-teachers, they would all say to me, they're like, oh, your skin is beautiful. And it made me realize, I was like, heck yeah, it is. I mean, I definitely like have days where I kind of wish that I was a little bit tanner, but I'm just like, you know what? For the most part, I'm good with my skin, you know? Going back to the whole clothing thing, it's amazing how we will choose our wardrobe based off of like our insecurities and the things that we have been teased about, and we'll try to hide those things or make us, we'll try to make ourselves feel better through the way that we dress. Like for me, I think it was sixth grade, I went through kind of a goth period where I wore all black, and it for some reason just helped me with my insecurities. Wearing all black and just like dark colors in general, it just made me feel safer. It made me feel like I wasn't going to get teased for anything. I make it sound like I was like bullied growing up. I wasn't. It's just, you know, going through puberty and whatever, it's just everyone has insecurities. Everybody has days where they just feel really unsafe or insecure when they go to school. So I wore black all the time. I was super shy, and that was just my coping mechanism to anything that would happen. And as I got older, I started to wear the clothes that I actually liked, but I still always had like those, I always had those styles that I went to that would make me feel more comfortable. And sometimes looking back, now that I'm older, looking back, I wish that I would have just worn the clothes that I liked and not have worried about that. But it is amazing the power of clothes, how they can really just help you to feel better. All in all, I think that we just need to accept who we are and be happy with the traits that we have, be happy with the skin tone that we have and the hair that we were born with, and even our features like our eyes, our nose, our eyebrow. If you are born with a unibrow, rock that thing. Or go get it tweezed, like whatever you need to do to feel good about yourself. And it's okay not to like something on your body. I mean, maybe do something about it if you don't like it. So like me, I particularly didn't really want a unibrow, so I got it waxed when I was in middle school, and I just have kept up with it. And I love my eyebrows. I'm not saying that everything that you're given when you're born, I'm not saying that you have to like love everything. It's okay to like alter things a little bit. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I think that you should just be happy with who you are, the body that you've been given. And if there's things that would make you happier, go for it, do it. If that means you're going to be happy, do it. Now, when it comes to our individuality, I think that we should show it on Instagram, on social media in general. I think that we should show it. We should show who we are, and we should be confident with it, because you never know who's watching you and who is being inspired by you. I have had people message me and say like, oh, you're so confident and like blah, blah, blah. Like you're confident with who you are and it's so great. And like, you just go for it. And it's funny because I always have really great conversations with these people. I always tell them like, oh, well, you know, there's always hard days, of course, too. And like, there's things that like you don't see all the time. And that's why, like, I try my best to also put out like the negative things too, when I'm having a bad day or whatever, because, you know, I don't want people thinking I'm like perfect or whatever. But the point is, you never know when you're inspiring someone. And the more real you are and the more genuine you are on social media, it's going to affect people in a really good way. And it's going to inspire those people to be genuine on their platform too, and to be confident with who they are, and to not be afraid to show the world who they are. So just, I'm encouraging you to, the next time that you post anything on social media, whether that you're talking to the camera or you're posting a picture, you're writing a caption, whatever it is, try to just be you. What would you say? What's the tone you would say it in? What are the clothes that you actually want to wear? Don't try to paint something on your profile that's not actually you, because that in the long run is going to be more, it's going to be harder on you. It's going to be harder trying to be this person that you're not actually. Plus, nowadays, people can tell when you're not being real, when you're not being the person that you actually are. And a lot of people nowadays don't even want to follow people who are being fake. So that should be encouragement enough to be truly who you are and to show those unique traits that you have. Be proud of them, because all of those traits who make you who you are adds to this world. It is a huge world, and sometimes it's so easy to feel like such a tiny piece of it. But even being a tiny piece of it, we can make such a big difference. Think about all the people that you pass on the street, all the people that you interact with during the day. You never know how many people you are affecting. And that is a beautiful thing. That's why we should be confident, and we should try our best to put out those good positive vibes so that people can feel that and they can pass it along. Now, having said that, you can have days where you feel your feelings. If you're not having a good day, that's fine. You know, that is totally fine. My point that I want to get across is to just be yourself. And that doesn't mean that you have to be like a Barbie and be happy and smiling all the time. If you're having a bad day, show it. Don't try to hide it. It doesn't matter if you're having a bad day. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person or you're not good enough. It means that you're being human. That's what it means. Show that you're human, because people appreciate that. Now, talking about being genuine, not only do you need to be genuine on your platforms that you have, but you need to be genuine in real life too. You need to be real with people when you're talking to them, because I'm just going to say this. It is my biggest pet peeve when I'm talking to somebody and having the most pointless conversation. I have only met one other person who agrees with me on this, but whenever I tell this to people, they give me the weirdest look. But I hate it when people ask me how my day is, because I know it's just going to be a pointless conversation, because for the most part, it's just them just saying it, you know, that's all. They're not actually wondering. And that kind of, it reminds me of people who aren't genuine. I'm not saying that people that do that aren't genuine, Man, I feel like I'm getting myself into a hole right now. I guess what I'm trying to say is that empty conversations and conversations that you're not being real are not fun to have. Nobody wants to be a part of that. You don't want to be a part of it. The person listening doesn't want to be a part of it. If you have a chance to talk to someone, put your heart into it. I'm not saying that you have to give it your all and put like all your energy into it, but be present and have your heart there and listen to what they're saying and respond and just be yourself. That's all I'm saying. Now I want to wrap everything up talking about validation. We've talked about individuality, what makes us us, and we've talked about being genuine and showing all of this to the world. Now, a natural thing to do is to wait for validation from people. Whenever we post something on Instagram or whatever social media platform you use, we wait for those comments, for the likes, for everything to come rolling in because we are waiting for that validation. It's natural. It's what we do. Stop. Stop waiting for that validation because it's not going to change who you are. In fact, if you live your life based off of other people's validation of you, chances are you are not going to get very far. Because that means that you don't have enough respect for yourself, that you don't have enough self-worth to believe in yourself and to know that you are good enough and that the traits that you have, the characteristics that you have are good enough, that they make up such a beautiful human being. So stop waiting for those validations. If people accept you, great. If people don't, who cares? Move on. There are other people in the world. And the thing is, everybody has different tastes. So not everybody's going to like you. Maybe you're just not their cup of tea. You're not the type of person they generally like. That's okay. It doesn't matter. It would be insane if you were able to get every single person on this earth to like you. That's just not going to happen. So don't wait around for validation. Accept who you are. Because that's all that matters, that you accept who you are and that you respect yourself enough to be able to know that that is enough to keep going with your life, to be genuine, to be who you are, and to keep posting, keep putting yourself out there as you are. That's what matters. And the people who don't accept you and bring you down, unfollow them. You do not need to follow anybody for any reason other than it's just your choice. And if you decide that when you scroll through social media, or if I'm even talking about in real life too, when you see these people and they bring such negativity and they bring you down, get rid of them. Unfollow them on social media, unfollow them in life. Just get rid of them. Nobody deserves to be brought down for any reason. Well, that is my two cents for today. I hope that at least one of you guys was able to be inspired to appreciate who you are as a person. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I will see you guys in the next.